Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So do you drink an occasional diet drink? You may want to reconsider, especially when we talk about this study. This was some research presented at the American College of Cardiology's 63rd annual scientific session. It's a big one. I've been there before. Women, here's what this conclusion was from this research. Women who drink diet drinks, they faced a greater risk of heart attack and death compared to women who rarely drink them at all. All right, so let's talk about this. Diet drinks, according to this research, was linked to a 30% increased risk of heart attacks and strokes. Yeah, let me say that again. For those of you that like to drink diet drinks, I have friends and family members. I used to drink a lot of Diet Coke myself. Stopped that a long time ago. Diet drinks linked to a 30% increased risk of heart attacks and strokes. Wow. Yeah, this was a good study, too, by the way. 59,000 postmenopausal women were examined, okay? And they looked at the relationship between diet drinks and cardiovascular disease. So that's big. We like big numbers, right? The larger the number, the more we can trust the conclusions. It's that simple. 59,000 postmenopausal women, and they looked at the relationship between diet drinks and cardiovascular disease. They analyzed in this study how often the women drank diet drinks, including, and so you might be asking, well, what's a diet drink? What do I mean by that? Well, anything that has diet on the front of it, I guess. Anything that is using the artificial sweeteners, because that's really what we're talking about in this case. So they were looking at diet sodas. They were looking at diet fruit drinks. And again, anything that used artificial sweeteners. Okay, so if you had a diet drink that was maybe half the amount of sugar, that was not included in the study. It was diet drinks, diet fruit drinks that had artificial sweeteners. So they looked at how often the women drank those things over a three-month period. Okay, and then 9 years later, they went back to these women to see how they were doing. So they analyzed diet drinks intake for 3 months. Okay, three-month period. Then after 9 years, they followed up on the women. Here's what they found. Women who drank two or more diet drinks a day were 30% more likely to suffer a cardiovascular event and 50% more likely to die of related diseases compared to women who never or only rarely consumed such diet drinks. That's right from the research conclusion. So this is an interesting methodology. Here they took a lot of postmenopausal women, 59,000. They analyzed diet drink intake for 3 months, artificial sweeteners. And then they went back to those women 9 years later and looked at cardiovascular disease and death. Let me read the results again. Women who drank more two or more diet drinks a day in that three-month period were 30% more likely to suffer a cardiovascular event. That just means heart attack. And a 50% more likely to die from related diseases compared to women who never or rarely drank diet drinks. Oh, and they also find out, it doesn't end there. The bad news for diet drinker doesn't end there. They also found out that diet drinkers... were more likely to have diabetes, hypertension, and a higher body mass index. Go figure. Why do we drink diet drinks? To get rid of the sugar. Because we were, you know, all that sugar, it's increasing calories. If you don't burn it, sugar turns into fat. That's all true. So if I take the sugar out and put these artificial things in there, I'm not getting all that sugar, so I should be able to lose weight. Nope. It turns out all these diet drinks with the artificial sweeteners, BMI, body mass index, goes up, not down. Up. That's pretty amazing. So here we have diet drinkers suffering more heart attacks, more stroke, and dying from those things than women who didn't drink or rarely drink. And there was also an association with hypertension, diabetes, and a higher BMI with diet drinks. Again, this is from the American College of Cardiology's 63rd annual scientific session. These are some hardcore scientists, I promise you. As I said, I've been there. All right, so what's going on there? Well, we don't really know exactly how these artificial sweeteners are causing this associated risk. We don't really know. We know that it's could be a direct link, because we already know from previous studies that these diet drinks with artificial sweeteners are a direct risk factors for things like metabolic syndrome. So we've already seen that. So there's something about these artificial chemicals that we're putting into our systems, our bodies, that is disrupting our metabolism in such a way where we're damaging the arteries, the cells that line the arteries called endothelial cells. We're disrupting probably certain hormones. We're disrupting neurotransmitter production. There's all kinds of things going on with these crazy chemicals called artificial sweeteners that are probably causing a direct link to more heart attacks, more strokes, and deaths from them. So should you avoid all artificial sweeteners? Well, yes. I don't know what to say. Yes. I don't like them. Stop drinking them. They're just not good. So we need to avoid artificial sweeteners as much as we can. There are better alternatives. So there's another term out there. I don't know if you've heard this. So we have the regular sugar, right? We tried to get rid of that, so we went to the artificial sweeteners, which we've already found that they're just not good. Stop drinking them. Increase risk of heart attack, stroke, diabetes, metabolic syndrome. BMI actually goes up, not down. So we just got to stop the artificial sweeteners. So there's a new term called alternative sweeteners. Okay, so these aren't the artificial chemicals that cause all these problems. Instead, alternative sweeteners are things like stevia, monk fruit, D-ribose, xylitol. These are going to be safer alternative sweeteners for you. So these are the things that we need to be adding into our drinks instead of the artificial sweeteners. So we need to try to wean ourselves off the artificial sweeteners. I was a guest on Suzanne Summers' show. She had a show on Lifetime television a couple years ago, and I had a couple conversations off camera with her about artificial sweeteners, and she quoted some research coming out of some big medical centers. University of Texas, University of Chicago, I think one of them was University of California. I mean, there was different ones. And what she found interesting is that some of these artificial chemicals we put into our systems through these diet drinks are addictive. Yeah, they have an addictive quality to them. So we're getting addicted to these chemicals. We like the way these chemicals taste, and we keep putting them into our systems, and we're seeing the disruption, the metabolic disruption caused by these artificial sweeteners. And here it is from the American College from the American College of Cardiology's 63rd annual scientific session. Yes, diet drinks linked to a 30% increased risk of heart attacks and strokes. So we need to be putting those away. We need to be going to more of these alternative sweeteners. So let me tell you one of my favorite ones that I like to drink. Now remember, I admit to you, I drank a lot of Diet Coke. This was maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, and at least one a day, maybe two a day. I stopped that. I had to break it. So what I do now is I take apple cider vinegar, about 6 to 8 ounces of water. You can even do carbonated water if you want. And I do a couple drops of stevia, and it makes a wonderful refreshing drink. So I'm getting good apple cider vinegar. I'm getting hydrated with the water. I got the alternative sweetener stevia. See, it all works well. Very hydrating and very good for me. So there's something you can try instead of the Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi or whatever else you like to drink. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.